All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're talking Lions because I hope, we can all sit at the dinner table now. Guys like me who were underwhelmed thus far through free agency, I feel a lot better today. DJ Reader, if he's healthy, is a monster. He is not just you're going to look at DJ Reader and go, wait, a 350-pound guy? No, don't. To say that he is just a defensive tackle is insulting to the guy. He is way more than that. DJ Reader plays on passing downs. DJ Reader pushes the pocket.
Like a newer Haloti Ngata, like that type. Yeah, where you're exactly. Just like, oh, okay, he's just out there the whole time.
If you don't double him, you'll be destroyed by him, which then would leave a Lee McNeil man up. Okay, you start to see how this plays. 2 years, $27 million. You go, well, damn, that sounds pretty cheap. That's a lot cheaper than Christian Wilkins. Well, part of that is he's coming off a devastating injury. He has torn the quad in each of his legs. 2020, I think it was the left leg, and last year it was the right. It's a really tough injury. You're getting him at a discount. But if your doctor's cleared him, I'm rolling with it. Because if this works, you have a top three defensive tackle, top five. So I don't want to fight. I don't feel like arguing with some nutcase Ravens fan. You have a top five defensive tackle pairing. I can say the risk is worth the reward because, like, for instance, the Carlton Davis thing, is he better than Sutton? Absolutely. Is anyone going to mistake your corner room for being one of the better ones in the league? Absolutely not. This risk elevates you to, if it works, I have the envy of damn near the whole NFC. Fair? Mm-hmm. It matters. It's a big-time move. So I love it. And I'm telling you, if Reader's healthy, first of all, when another team lines up and attempts to run the ball, the auto response will be...
No. Okay, no, okay. No.
No one's running the football.
See, I thought you were going to go chair drop.
We could do that, too. Here's second and nine. It's just not happening. But the third down aspect and where I do think this can help Aiden Hutchinson will be that interior pressure. Because, look, alignments and what I like that the Lions do is, like, they move everybody around. Rico, you can design it where it's like, oh, wait a second now. Am I doubling Aiden and leaving that monster singled up?
No. See, the
what
problem,
about Aleem McNeil?
The problem that I have is that all works, except if you're that mobile QB, wait a minute, you didn't have anybody on the right side.
Yeah.
I can sneak out that way.
Look, mobile QBs have been terrorizing this league since Mike Vick appeared. All right, I don't have a perfect answer, and I think if you sat every defensive coordinator down, it's hard. Look, the closest comp would be what Spagnuolo did to Lamar. You're going to
say,
sit
yeah.
in that pocket. No, we aren't even going to try to get you. You're going to sit
yep.
here,
yep.
and you're going to have to throw the ball.
We don't think that you can beat us throwing 350 yards.
And guess what? They're right.
Yeah.
But overall, this allows, look, for people, and I'm guilty, like, I wanted Danielle Hunter, 2 for 49. Let's view it differently. Carlton Davis and DJ Reader combine for about $27 million. That's basically two players for the cost of Danielle Hunter. I'm not even going to attempt to fight it. I don't need to. I can go with it. Now, my bias is shining through because I really like this player. But I'm willing because I think the risk-reward profile is risk, he gets hurt again, or he's not the same player. Reward, top three pairing inside D-tackles. And really, we talked yesterday about Eric Armstead. What are you walking? I didn't know what was happening. I thought you were walking in to hit me.
Well, you didn't have headphones on, but I wanted to ask like a serious football question about the addition of Reader and solidifying the interior of the line. Does that put more pressure now on their edges? Because if you think about it, a team's not going to run in the middle of that line anymore or try to run against that middle of that line. Is there more pressure on their edge rushers and their linebackers now? Because you would imagine teams are going to attack that more so than up the middle.
The pressure isn't in the run game necessarily because you will be occupying and dominating the entire line.
Right.
And I actually think you got Jack Campbell for a reason.
Okay.
But, like, it's pressure on your pass rushers because here's what it's going to be. I don't want to hear about the whole, oh, my God, Aiden got doubled. It's got to result in sacks.
Right.
Not pressures, sacks. Sacks are drive enders. Remember your game against, not your game, but remember the Rams game?
I played all right. No.
The point I'm making is, Evan, look, it's constantly about setting an edge. Constantly.
Right. And I just
and they
always
do a pretty good job.
And if you look at the rest of the NFC North, they've all added running backs this year, right? And they're all guys that like to hit the perimeter. And DeAndre Swift and Aaron Jones and who am I forgetting with Green Bay?
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, well, he might try to pound you, but you get what I'm saying. So it was just an honest question.
No, you're fine.
Thank you.
You just came in here and I go, oh, my God, do we have more breaking news?
Right, that's
what's
what
going
I thought.
On?
That was the breaking news. I had a good football question, I thought.
It's the first time I've seen you all week where you haven't asked me for college basketball picks.
Do you have any?
I already gave them to you the last.
Or go listen to Cash a Ticket.
How about,
or,
you know, how about spring training?
The last
training
2 days.
You want to leave me alone?
That was the last
Give
2 days.
Spring Rico. Training games.
It was the last 2 days. We just didn't tell you.
You're in a mush. We couldn't tell you.
Oh, you've been betting on spring training games too?
No.
Yeah, God, he's the one that's been giving us the tips. Mike tells us the lineups.
248-539-9797. Absolutely not. If I ever bet on a spring training game, I need to call the number.
That was these two while you were gone. Like
that's sad.
This is just
right.
Sad was the word.
Can I give the people some numbers here that may help relieve people that are worried about the injury here?
Yeah.
Because he injured his first quad in 2020, like you spoke of. But the year after, he played 15 games, played 59% of the snaps the entire season. Now, he was on pace to do the same thing in 2022, but then he hurt his knee. So he was gone, but he had already played 60% of the snaps for that year. And then he played 14 games last year before injuring his second quad. So for those that are worried about, you know, well, he's coming off an injury, 15 games after the first quad injury is pretty good.
It is.
Pretty
good.
The
fear is when you've done it to both your damn legs.
Nah, you worry about both. Yes.
But I'm willing to risk it because I think the reward is much greater than the Carlton Davis angle.
And how much did he sign for?
2 years, 27.
So that's roughly
13.5 a year. You sure you get in Harvard?
Well, no.
Got him.
If you would have held off for 10 more seconds, you would have saw why. It was a method to the madness. Because Eric Armstead just signed with the Jags at 3 year, $51 million.
I think I'd rather have Reader.
So,
yeah, two at 27, three at 51. I think I'd rather have Reader.
So that's why I was asked.
I know. I'm busting your balls.
I know. You're so mean.
No, you shut up, you. 248-539-9797. Let's get to the callers next. 97.1. Rico.
Planet.
There you go, huh? You were really proud of yourself after hitting me.
No, I'll be proud of myself in a few minutes when I hit you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We go to Joseph, 97.1. Hi, Joseph.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about how much better DJ Reader should I make a Lee McNeil. Because, I mean, God bless the man. He got way better. But we're putting him next to a who's who of just healthy scratches and practice squad players the whole year.
Okay.
You know, so having an actually talented defensive tackle next to him to eat some double teams every now and then.
Oh, okay.
I have a great.
Now I get what you're saying. Yeah. I was taking it the other way, and I'm like, wait, what? No, it's really. Well, if you look at the quality of play, you have two of the top 12 defensive tackles in football. If they just play the way they played last year, that's truth. It's incredibly powerful. All right, good talk. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Eric. Hopefully he's a little more verbose. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Oh, wait.
You're good. You're good. Don't fall answering the phone. You're good, Eric. I hear you. What's up?
Oh, yes. Okay, good. Piggybacking off something Rico said a little bit ago, the two things that I was pretty sick of watching by the end of last year on defense were, one, watching a number one wide receivers on the other team run for like 200 yards on us, and the other was even mildly athletic quarterbacks just slipping away from our pass rush. So I'm not too mad if when that happens when it's Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, but when Brock Purdy breaks your back in the NFC Championship game, I just wanted some long, athletic, fast, athletic guys on the edge to try to stave that off. And DJ Reader is a fine player.
Here's
the
deal.
He pushes the pocket up.
Here's the deal with mobile quarterbacks, Eric. I can help you with this. It's really it's the simplest thing in the world. It's the hardest thing in the world. You got to maintain your rush lanes. You can't take a wrong step and get on the wrong shoulder. You can't be in the wrong lane. You can't take a risk.
It's the old way that people used to stop Barry Sanders back in the day. Once you start chasing, you've lost.
You got to put a fence up.
Just wait because he'll come right back to you.
Yeah, and oftentimes you just play patty cake. Keep your head up. Keep your eyes up. What you can't do is that sweet inside spin move, and now all of a sudden the edge is gone. You can't allow the offensive line who wants to get, let's say, on your inside or outside shoulder to get there. It's just about maintaining. Like, I understand we're all afraid of the mobile QB, but the roadmap to stopping it is there. But your front four has to understand the assignment, and they can't go freelancing and doing. So, look, if your biggest worry in the world is a mobile quarterback, you got a really good football team. That's the best thing I can tell you. If that is way down the list of, like,
receivers who can't catch.
Right, can we stop the run? Do we have a quarterback? Do we have a good O-line? Can we run the ball? Do we have depth? Do we have good young players? Like, way down the list is, well, I fear, you know.
It's not that far down the list, though.
Because I fear Steph Curry. Well, we all do. It's like, I don't know. I just.
But if you have overall bad perimeter three-point D, now.
That's a different story. Right. Let's go to Antonio, 97.1. Hi, Antonio.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
I got two things, and I'm not used to this because that's 2 years in a row that we didn't got players of this ilk who went to the Super Bowl with their previous teams and was insulted by their offer, and they would rather go play for a proven year with a team like us. Normally, we would have to pay a stupid tax because no one wants to come to Detroit to lose. Now we can get quality players who wants to prove it to the NFL what they're worth. And not only that, since we see how Brad Holmes liked the role with the injured players who are quality, we should just turn our attention to Mike Williams now. He's hurt, he was released, but he's quality, and he's not going to get the market value that he seeks. So he would fit right on in too. What do you think?
I mean, your first point's the one I'll go with. Antonio, it's because you're winning. People want to play here. A lot of players that made a lot of money. And if you have an opportunity, all right, maybe I could take a couple mil less, but I can win. I can play on a team that is going to boost my value. I can play and win game. This is not your daddy's Lions. So you have to get, you got to get used to that.
Yeah, it's also a team that's willing to overlook the fact that I was injured last year, and they won't penalize me for that. They'll still pay me.
Previous Super Bowl teams that they're saying no to, but they're coming to us. I'm just not used to this.
Yeah, I mean,
but get used to it. Right, it happens when you start winning. So, yes, that's why I always keep saying, you're not a poverty team anymore. Act like it. Because people are going to want to come here. This isn't a place where you threaten them and say, keep screwing up and I'm going to trade you to Detroit. Now it's one of those, okay, you know what? I can go to Detroit and help them get over the edge. Even, you know, when you see players like, well, you got to pay extra to get them to come to Detroit. No, not anymore. No. You may actually get them cheaper because they see something here.
This is the signing where, whether it's the money, the player, all of it, it's an A. It's an A. It's perfect. And there's only $9 million guaranteed. Did I hear you say that?
Yeah, $9 million guaranteed.
You were whispering lovingly to David. I didn't know if I was allowed to hear the guaranteed money portion of the deal. No.
Yeah, it's $9 million guaranteed of the $27.5 million contract, which kind of sounds like there's an out. If this doesn't work out, it's only going to cost us $9 million.
Sure there is.
If the injury doesn't heal the way we are hoping it will heal, okay, no harm, no foul. Here's $9 million. See you. Good luck to you.
As long as he's good to go, people are going to love him. He's not just, you know, like some of these D tackles, they're just blobs. That's not this cat. Yes, is he a really good run stopper?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a disruptor. He will make some splash plays, and he will pressure the quarterback. No, you can't ask big man to get home and have a 12-sack season. But as long as he's pushing that pocket and that quarterback has to take his eye level and move it down to I'm about to die, that's a win. That's all you need. Let the other cats worry about getting them.
So, yeah. So you're saying kind of like the Vita Vea type of thing?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
He's a guy you just can't.
Well, I mean,
you can't single him up.
Don't look at his size. Don't look at what he looks like. He's good.
Yeah, okay. He's awesome.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you. This guy's good.
Yeah. Like, okay. I think it's a lot like when you call, if you call George Kittle just a tight end. That kind of is a disservice to what Kittle is. It's the same thing with DJ Reader. I don't think he's just a D-tackle.
Gotcha.
And, man, if you can – you're going to have to double him, meaning Aleem McNeil gets singled up. And then I don't know what you're doing with the two ends. It's a big bet that if Houston is the guy that he was as a rookie, they believe they have the pass rush they'll need. I believe me, you're not going to run on him. So I – that's the best move of the offseason in my world. Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, good. So it's possible to love this signing and also understand that it is not perfect. He's better than DJ Reader, by the way. He's better than Aleem McNeil, and Aleem McNeil is better than all the other interior linemen that we have. But they do play the same position. There's two types of defensive tackle. You have a nose tackle and an up tackle. One is a penetrator, one is a run stuffer. Both of these guys are the run stuffing variety. Can they both put some pressure on the quarterback? Yes, but they're not specifically that type of role player. What I will say is you said something about getting Carlton Davis and DJ Reader, comparing it to getting Danielle Hunter. I'd rather have a guy that is going to put up 15 sacks a season in his sleep than a guy who – is not really going to put much pressure on the quarterback.
No, you're not. Listen, Chris, I'm the wrong guy to go to if you want me to slander Danielle Hunter. I would have done it all day. Hell, I wish we could have signed. I'd be the guy telling you sign both Reader and Hunter. Go crazy. Chris, I'm not knocking.
We have the money to do it.
Chris, I know, but because it's not what they're doing, and I'm with you. I would have done it all. I would have gone crazy.
What are they going to do opposite Aiden Hutchinson? That's all I want to know.
They're betting on Houston.
Ignoring it.
I'm not telling.
Not it.
Okay. Chris, I don't know if you're aware of this. I'm not Brad Holmes. So I'm just telling you what they're thinking. I don't disagree with you. I would have gotten more insurance. Now, maybe there's more available. Now, it isn't Marcus Davenport, not in my world.
No, not at all. Look, it's never, you can never look at this signing and say it's a bad signing. No. Because the team improved. No matter how you slice it, the team improved. You're adding good players. I don't care what position they play. They could play quarterback if you added a good one. We still need one, right? We need any position to get better. Here's my issue. They're investing high draft picks to address the secondary. Yeah, the secondary was bad last year, but you know what was worse? The defensive line. You can't even put pressure on the quarterback with this team from the front four. You had to rush defensive backs last year in the playoffs just to get any type of pressure on the quarterback. You don't win that way. Cam Sutton and whoever was back there playing cornerback look a lot better when the quarterback has half the time to throw.
And listen, part of the deal, and Chris, I bring it up and I appreciate it. You know, DJ Reader last year before the injury in 13 weeks had 45 QB pressures. I think you're underselling him a little. You know, if you think Eric Armstead's a disruptor, guess what? Guess who was right next to him, according to Pro Football Focus? DJ Reader. Now, I'm with you. I would have loved to have brought in an outside force. I'm telling you, they're betting on Houston. Nothing else, no other conclusion makes sense.
But, I mean, he said that. We're going to stick with our guys, and, you know, he's going to try and sprinkle some people in free agency, and that's exactly what Brad just did.
I just feel better now that we have Reader.
I just need him to stay.
Yeah, I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Are Wings going to win a game tonight? Am I going to be able to keep this game on, or am I turning it off in the second period again?
Mike, I want to be able to tell you yes.
Kenny, here's
what I'd love to be able to.
I want to be able to tell you this.
Kenny, here's what we're going to do. If the Wings lose the next two games, you, my friend, are going to audition for Love is Blind. You can break the streak.
Well, how did this become?
A girlfriend.
Okay.
Rico doesn't care. At first, he was the biggest supporter of my relationship. Now he's like, sign him up for a dating show.
As we like to say, the more you know, the more you can change your mind.
Okay. All right. Look, Wings, Coyotes tonight. And I mean, Kenny, they don't win tonight. Are we waving the white flag?
Do you remember when they went to Arizona? And we were like, they're on a back-to-back. They just traded a bunch of guys.
12-1 in their previous 15.
It's a home barn with an away advantage because Wings fans will travel. And then they didn't even show up to that game. So I'd love to tell you, yes, guaranteed
Come
win.
On, we had a fight.
No problem.
It's got to happen.
I mean, it can only get better from there, right?
I don't know.
I think that lights a fire. It does something, man. These players care, actually. So. Okay.
You missed
yes,
anything?
Yes, they're going to win.
Odyssey.com Rewind. We did open the show before DJ Reader rumors became reality. The Juwan Howard stuff, we covered it top down. I don't know how anyone is thinking, saying, writing, anything other than Juwan should not return as head coach. But you still have people doing it. I don't get it. There's nothing complex about it. 8-24, he's completely overmatched. He never has a plan for the second half of these games. And it has been a slow decline from first to worst.
He hasn't had a plan for the season.
Okay, then Rico wins. David, a few ticket texts here as we await the good book.
Someone says, bet the house on the Oats tonight.
Oh.
There you go, Kenny. That
I'm
was
not,
just for you.
No. No. I'm not getting involved with that. I am not going to heel turn. I'm going to turn the game on. I'm going to try to stick with it.
It's plus 140 on the Oats. Emotional hedge.
Kenny, how dare you? Win the game. Let's get this thing back on the rails. How dare you, Kenneth Gott?
Jack Campbell is set up for success immediately. My expectations for him have skyrocketed.
Yeah, look, expectations for the team have skyrocketed. It's Super Bowl or bust. That's how the game works. We're getting Pat plugged in over here. You just tap me when you're ready.
Yeah, I'll read one more. Hunter in Clarkston says, Mike, my only concern right now, is Aiden Blows.
I just want to say something before we talk about DJ Reed or all that stuff that I'm going to get into for those 45 minutes of mine.
Okay.
Kenny, if the Red Wings lose tonight, the beard's gone.
Oh, no!
No!
What?
The beard's gone.
No!
Because,
I bet you my deal sounds a lot sweeter now.
I like your deal a lot better now.
Hold on here. Did you bet him this?
No, I'm just saying. You've got to shave your beard. If they lose to the Coyotes at home,
I
know they're absolutely terrible.
What should go first, the patch or the beard?
I would like to see that and Rieger get a wig.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Telly Savalas just caught a strike. Kenny, let me ask you a question. Maybe yeah. Pat's onto something. Should there be some form of sacrifice here that if we reach DEFCON 1,
that is losing the Coyotes.
We already did that once.
Following a couple complete no-shows and a fight at practice.
Right.
Kenny, could we get the... What if it's not a clean shave, but we're bringing it all the way down to like a 2?
Maybe a trim.
No.
Maybe.
No.
We're going to bring it to where his is. We're going to start all over.
You just start over. We just get you down to stubble face.
I'll do it with him. We can go baby face assassins out there.
Look, Kenny's pissed I brought it up.
Why would you do this to me, Pat?
Yeah, Pat's you go got down, something you go down here, though, to because the Pat's offering a solution. I'll
join in. David said he'll do it.
All three of us.
So both of them will do it, and then I'll watch.
Well, that's fine. If the Red Wings lose,
you'll be signing
Coyotes
up for Love is Blind.
Okay, fine.
Yes, David and I will shave. He'll be on Love is Blind.
He has to sign up for Love is Blind.
You know, I got to tell you, man, it's so bad with the Red Wings. They sent me, like, the PR stuff for the Coyotes, and it was like, the day of the deadline when they lost to him and stuff, and it said, and they were celebrating getting 6th and 7th round picks for regular players on trade deadline.
Jesus.
You know, and then the Red Wings go on and lose. Not only lose, but it's 3-0. And then Buffalo, that was like a stink bomb right in the middle of the ice.
I turned it off in the second period. There's nothing to watch.
That was so bad.
And when they played the Coyotes that day, Pat, the Coyotes were 2-12-1 in their previous. I'm like, how is this happening?
And look, man, I'm a hockey guy. Kenny understands this. Eisenman's building, you know, minor league system. They're going to be good in a few years, but they better make the friggin' playoffs.
That's it. That's all I ask.
You know, most of the people are like, man, come on. They better make the friggin' playoffs. You better figure out something. Bring up Edvinson. Bring up Mazur. What are they bringing up Jonathan Berggren for? He skates around on the outside, but anyway.
Like the other night, I'm sitting there and watching Oakland win the Horizon League and flipped over Wings. Nope.
And we're back. What do you got? Obviously, DJ Reader a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's not going to chase down the quarterback, all right? He won't do that. He's not very good at tackling. But the one thing he's very good at, he can take up 2 blocks. He's a big, heavy-set guy who has twitch muscles and gets on the guards and the center quickly. And with McNeil now 3-technique tackle, he fits perfectly on the nose.
45 pressures in 13 games.
And in free agency, there's always going to be some kind of carbuncle or pimple or something there, you know, with these guys hurt. Because if they weren't hurt or there wasn't something there, they would have re-signed.
Yeah. And you see what alleged, you know, and look, you know, I don't know if you've listened at all. It's just, yeah, we all have dreams of signing one of the perfect players. But if you're giving me Carlton Davis and Reeder for the same cost as Danielle Hunter, I can't really.
All three of the guys that they signed to be starters, look, they all got that flaw. But the one thing is they're all better than the players they're replacing.
Zero, though. You could not go and, I mean, you could not have Cam Sutton as CB1 again.
No.
Not possible.
No. No. And that Robinson kid's a little feisty kid.
He's a bulldog.
And they leave themselves in a position where they don't have to do anything on draft day.
No, just take the best player and move on.
Move on.
Right. All right. So you're going Reader, any wings? And is the Kenny bet a real thing as we leave the air?
Sure. Kenny, want to do it?
I'll do the Love is Blind thing. Sure. If they shave their beards, I'll do the Love is Blind thing. But
I'll tell you what. I'll grow a Gardner Minshew.
Holy hell, I love this. And I'm so happy I've been left out of it. All right, the book is next.
David's backing off.
Yeah, David's pumped. Book is next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.